You can call us Indy 101.5.
Hamilton's home for alternative.
You're listening to Blue Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. There's a very special event happening March 27th in Hamilton. And here to tell us all about it is the president of the Grand River Blues Society, Bruce Hall. Bruce, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you, Ken, for having me on your show.
So tell us, what is this special event all about?
Well, Ken, the Grand River Blues Society has actually been sending bands to Memphis, Tennessee for the International Blues Challenge. It's a worldwide search for those blues acts ready to perform, but they're ready to perform on an international stage in Memphis. And they just need that extra big break.
What is this event going to do to?
Well, the event is going to have actually eight pro bands competing for their right to represent the region to be sent to Memphis to compete down there for the worldwide event.
And I assume funds that are gathered from this event help send the bands down there?
Exactly. There's going to be a $20 cover, but really it's a donation to help fund the winning act that's going to represent the region to offset their travel expenses.
So tell us, who are the eight bands that are going to be competing?
Really excited about the acts that are going to compete. I can probably say in the last 10 years, this is the absolute strongest group of pro bands that we've got that are going to be competing. I've got Jim Dandy, Bywater Call from Hamilton, a new band, Long Black Cadillac, also from Hamilton, Garnetta and the Dragon Masters, and also from Hamilton, Frank Cosentino Band, and another band from Hamilton, Paul Coombs Blues Band. Also rounding out this competition, we'll have Riley Michaels, a young blues artist from Niagara Falls. We've got Water Street Blues Band from Kitchener. And that pretty much rounds out the eight acts. And I will also have six esteemed judges to judge all of these bands. They will be doing a 20-minute set. And you've got to believe they're going to be doing their best music in that 20 minutes. So if you're a blues fan, you're going to see eight pro bands doing their absolute best to perform, to compete, and to entertain you from that Sunday afternoon. It's going to be at Stonewall's, and it'll run from noon. It'll start right at noon and go to 5 p.m.
And where do folks get tickets?
The tickets can be purchased at Eventbrite. You can do that online. And you can also pick up a hard copy ticket at Picks and Sticks in Hamilton also.
Well, it's going to be a great event, Bruce, and I'm sure a lot of folks are going to be there. I guess I would advise everybody to get their tickets as quickly as possible. I want to thank you for coming on the show, and everybody's looking forward to March 27th. It is the Road to Memphis at Stonewall's.
Thank you, Ken. Looking forward to seeing blues fans and yourself there.
And for the next hour, we will feature the music of the eight bands that are competing in the Road to Memphis. We're going to do it all alphabetically, and we'll start with Bywater Call. They were nominated by the Maple Blues Awards as Best New Artist in 2020. They're led by Megan Parnell. It's a seven-piece band, and they know how to rip it. We're going to hear Arizona, the group, Bywater Call.
He's been working on my body's hair.
Here's a guy that really knows how to shred a guitar. This is Frank Cosentino and his band. He saw Jimi Hendrix perform and decided he had to become a musician. He's got 4 albums out. He's working on his 5th right now. We're going to hear It Ain't Pretty, the Frank Cosentino band from Straight to Chaser. Down now. Look it up here now. Hamilton, one of the many bands from that area, Garnetta and the Groove Masters. Led by Garnetta Cromwell, it's a six-piece band. They've got an EP out. We're going to play Dance and Shout. Garnetta and the Groove Masters.
Dance and shout, it's a woman's world.
Next, Jim Dandee, affectionately known as JDD. The band is from Toronto, led by Jim Stefanik. It's a four-piece band. We're going to play Walking Shoes from their self-titled release. Here comes another Hamilton band that's going to be competing at Stonewall's. Long Black Cadillacs featuring Earl Johnson, who was the guitarist for Moxie. Along with him, lead vocalist Chris Jackson, a New Orleans native now also based in Hamilton. We're going to hear No More Lies from the Long Black Cadillacs. Band from Hamilton, the Paul Coombs Blues Band. Formerly, he played with the Big Trouble Band. This band was previously called Blues Winder. It is now the Paul Coombs Blues Band. We're going to hear the tune, Leave You Be.
I'm still in love with you.
Another artist competing in the Road to Memphis, Riley Michaels. He's a young blues artist, 20 years old. He's from Niagara Falls. He's got a single we're going to play called Someone Like You.
I'd give you my world if you'd let me. You're my another man, you know, he ain't even in your bed, but somehow he's in my head. I let the jealousy get to me way too fast. I've got bags of emotions left from the past. I've tried so hard to hide, but I should just let you inside.
Rounding out the competitors, the Water Street Blues Band. They're from Waterloo, led by Rob Damon on guitars and Sylvia D on keys and vocals. They also have a project called Sylvia D and the Boyfriends. We're going to hear Walk tucked away, the Water Street Blues Band from Talking About. Road to Memphis competition, March 27th at Stonewalls in Hamilton, sponsored by the Grand River Blues Society. Let's have a listen to a couple of others that have competed for the IBC under the banner of the Grand River Blues Society. Steve Strongman. Not only did he win the competition, he went to Memphis and he was selected as Guitarist of the Year. We're going to hear Bring You Down from Tired of Talking.
Feeling down, don't need to hide from me. I know you always feel too much. You think that there's no way out, there's no one you can trust. Don't you worry. Let it bring you down. I hope that you always see there's good in everyone. It hurts when your friends all let you down. Comes down to you and me, I'll always be.
Another band that competed and won, Andre Bisson. This is from his album, Break. He's from Hamilton and featuring a great strong band. This is the title track from his release, Break.
It's time to change your mentality. It's so hard to see the forest with that little place. Of the world we live behind, no one stops to ask the question why. Yeah, no one stops to ask the question why. Seems to happen more each day.
another past competitor at the IBC Challenge, the Smoke Wagon Blues Band. They put out an album last year that won Album of the Year at the Maple Blues Awards, The Ballad of Albert Johnson.
It was 40 below when the red coach came. That old trapper has gone insane. 42 dogs and dynamite. Albert Johnson wasn't caught on sight.
Forget the road to Memphis, March 27th at Stonewall's in Hamilton. And I have to give a mention, on Friday, March 25th at Stonewall's, the Lowdown Dirty Mojos will be putting on a concert. They're a great band from the Hamilton area. We're going to go out with a little bit of music from TG and the Swamp Busters. This is from the release Swamp Tooth Comb. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on Indie 101.5. Blues Source International is coming up next.
My mama told me something. She said, listen to your mom. Get out there on the road, son. But that highway road, that means the blues. Country.
Country.